Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I didn't realize how quick 4 years can go, but...
I feel like this year's gonna be extremely fun. I would say I'm kind of an excited, scared, you know, like
be a leader.
So I just think it's like really cool that like now it's like a class that like anybody can like sign up for.
Yeah, things are already changing.
That's true. I mean, that's basically what, like, music is all about, right? Just having fun and, like, doing stuff that you love.
Welcome to Valley Vibes, Season 3. That's right. We're back for our third season, and we'll be bringing you all the culture, arts, and happenings in the Valley from a youth perspective. I'm Dr. Tom Tackey, the creator and executive producer of Valley Vibes. For today's show, we want to introduce you to some of the hosts and voices of Season 3. Some were on shows last year, while others are brand new to Valley Vibes. Speaking of brand new, Valley Vibes would love to have guests from any of the other high schools in the Imperial Valley. If you have a segment or show idea you'd like to have on Valley Vibes, email us at imperialvalleyvibes@gmail.com. That's imperialvalleyvibes@gmail.com. We can set up a time to record you either by Zoom, so you don't have to leave your classroom or home, or we can do it in the studio at Central Union High School, or even meet somewhere in between to do a remote recording. So reach out to us with your ideas and let's get you on this show. So let's get Season 3 of Valley Vibes started.
Good morning. My name is Andres Salazar.
My name is Xander Enriquez.
And my name is Andre Cabrera.
And in the new season of the Big Dogs podcast, we're going to be covering different topics throughout senior year and how we feel with football, all different types of sports, and what goes on here in the Imperial Valley. And for our first segment, we're going to be talking about the weather. So what was your guys' thoughts yesterday about the weather?
Wow, it was super random yesterday, especially because in the morning it started off extremely hot. I was sweating really bad, especially by lunchtime. It was terrible, and then as soon as school was about to end, it was pouring rain. I was very confused with the weather yesterday. But what about you, Andre?
It was super sunny in the morning, man. Like, on the weather app, I had seen that it said there was a chance for rain. But it was one of those things where, like, I look at it and I'm like, oh, it's lying. Because it was, like, super clear outside. It was sunny. It was humid. But, yeah, once, like, 3 p.m. hit, it was pouring. It was hard.
It started coming down really bad. Yeah, that's true. In my eighth period, I remember we were in class and the internet was out mainly all day. So, like, we were kind of... It was kind of like a free day, kind of just do whatever you want, catch up on like work or something. And then all we hear outside is just boom, like kind of like the rain started hitting the walls. And we're like, what is that noise? We opened the door and boom, the wind like took the door. It was crazy, bro. I'm not going to lie. And as soon as it hit 301, when everyone had to go to their car or go home or like whatever, get to their parents or whatever, I saw everyone just soaked. It was crazy, bro. I didn't expect that all today though, or yesterday. I didn't expect all that for that rain to come in.
Yeah, especially yesterday, my eighth period was really fun, especially since the internet was out yesterday. That's another topic. But yeah, my teacher was super cool about it. There was thunder. I heard a few thunder.
Yeah, there was a little bit.
One or the other. I had tutor for eighth period, and we couldn't really do much in class because everything was down. But he allowed us to play in the rain a little bit, not too much because we would have gotten sick. But
yeah,
he was super cool about that, you know. Then he told us to come inside and chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my teacher kind of let us do the same thing, too. He opened up the door, and we, like, half the class was outside just in the rain.
Everyone was just kind of enjoying it because, you know, that's kind of is rare for here in the Valley. We don't get too much rain, so whenever we get something like that, kind of got to enjoy it a little bit.
And leading off of that, how was your guys' summer break?
For me, it was very mixed. Half my summer was spent doing mainly football stuff, and then the other half I had gotten out of football. I'd have to say it was more exciting because I spent a lot of this summer mainly with all my friends going out, you know, having fun with them, going to places, restaurants, the mall, just, you know, the regular Valley stuff that you do with your friends.
Just like kind of going out, exploring, you know, messing around. I get what you mean. Honestly, for my summer, it was pretty fun. I traveled mainly this summer. I went to Los Cabos, and that was pretty fun. I went for my cousin's, graduation. Like, I guess graduation, not party, but, like, just graduating, just going somewhere fun. And also as, like, a family trip, because each year we would go different places. Like, we went to Hawaii last year. This year we went to Cabo. And then the following year we want to go to, like, somewhere in, like, Europe or something. But basically, yeah, I was kind of, like, traveling. And when I went there, it was just going around, doing different stuff, trying new foods, new stuff, new places that I've never been to. And then when I got home, I mean, like how Xander was saying, he kind of hung out with friends. That's the same thing I was doing. I would just do that or go to, like, a birthday or something. Or kind of just chillax, kind of just enjoy, like, the summer. What about you, Andre? Like, what was your summer kind of like?
I mean, Alexander, I did football for most of the summer. 2 months, basically, of just straight practice. By the end, though, we got, like, 2 weeks off, which is nice. And I spent it kind of, like, just the same thing, like, going out with friends. I had a lot of friends over at my house a good portion of the week, staying up till, like, 1 a.m., having sleepovers. That was really fun. I also had trips planned. I was going to go up north, North California, to see some of the forests, but it never happened. Instead, I just went to the beach a lot in San Diego. And that was fun. It was, like, change of weather. I like it. I like being out of the 100-degree heat.
Yeah, just going to different places, having, like, you know, at least, like, some breeze or, like, 60-degree weather-ish, like, around there.
Yeah. And it was nice. And then I only got 2 weeks off, though, and then it was back.
Going straight back to practice. Talking about football, like, for your guys' football, what was, like, your schedule kind of like? So, like, for example, Andre, what time would you guys – because I know you guys had morning practice and afternoon practice. So, like, what time would you guys – or what was your schedule? What would you get up at?
So, for most of the year, or most of summer, it was – we had weightlifting in the morning. We have three sessions. We have either a 6:50 session, a 7:50 session, or an 8:50 session. And they last an hour each. And then Monday through Wednesday, we have practice in the afternoon. It's around 2 hours. We'd start at like 3:15 and then maybe go to 5 or around that time frame, just in the middle of the afternoon. Thursday through Sunday, we'd have off from practice. We'd still have weights Monday through Friday, but we had off. And then starting Hell Week, that's when we started doing the double practices.
So that's when it got really bad for you guys. Yeah. I can't imagine, like, I did football my junior year and also my sophomore year, but I never did varsity or anything. It was kind of just JV. JV was honestly really fun for me, but I feel like varsity is, like, a whole nother step forward. You guys always have to, like, you guys are always on it, always on things. And then also, yeah, it's a lot more serious. I mean, for sure, it's a lot more serious because it's varsity. You're playing, like, for the school and stuff. But, like, for example, this season, I know you guys just played on last Friday. Who'd you guys play again?
We played Jurupa Hills. They're a team from Los Angeles, I'm pretty sure.
From Los Angeles. And then what was the – I know that we won the game, but what was the final score for it?
47-14.
47. Oh, okay. So it was a really good game. Yeah.
We had a good game, yeah.
And then the upcoming one for against – when is it? It's Friday against – it's home, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So what was your guys' like thoughts going into that? What has your coaches and everyone been telling you, like, what to focus on? What's, like, their main, like, strategy to key to win this game?
So for this upcoming game, we honestly, we haven't had a lot of time to review because of the weather yesterday. We looked at some film yesterday, but so far that's about it. We're still kind of leading into it. We have our basics pretty much – we're mastering those right now, our defense, our offense. We just got to review their offense a little bit, and our defense has to review. Like, it's just a lot of review right now.
That seems very interesting. You know, how's the tone for the game? Is it extremely serious? Are you guys, like, excited for this game? Are you excited? Like, what's the feelings right now? How are the emotions?
So far, I'm pretty excited. I mean, last week, this team, they beat Raleigh, which is their main rivals. If we can beat them, we can set a message. We can set the tone for the rest of the year. I'm pretty excited, but we got to work hard.
Oh, so this is a season deciding game then, huh?
This is definitely going to set the tone for the rest of the year.
All right. Going off of that, like, this is our senior year. Like, all of us here, we're all seniors. Like, what are you guys' like feelings? Like, I mean, like, what do you guys think of a senior year? Cause I know it's like a super, like, not emotional topic, but everyone has like a different say for it.
I would say I'm kind of an excited, scared, you know, like, because this is where it ends, you know, like,
yeah, later after this, on. After this, like, 90, 95% of your friends that you talk to here on a daily basis, you won't ever, like, speak to for, like, for like months on months or something.
Yeah, this is it right here. So I'm scared to like lose everyone that I've built like a relationship with. Mm-hmm. However, you know, I feel like this year is going to be extremely fun, especially for my classes. I got pretty much every class I wanted, you know. So everything's going to be super easy for me. I'm not really taking AP or hard classes. I don't feel like I'm smart enough for that. That's way too hard for me. What about you, though, Andre?
So this year I decided that I was going to be taking AP classes. I took them last year, and they didn't seem that difficult. But this year they don't seem that difficult either, except for AP stats, man. It's like...
AP stats, like, how is that, like, is it, like, what is that for? Like, explain what is AP stats.
So it's a math class. It's, like, more, it's above Algebra 2. I have it with Mr. Garcia this year, and the second I walked in, he was like, guys, this is a college-level class. Like, every day he wants us taking notes, like, before the class starts, homework every day.
So he's kind of like, building you guys up for college next year.
Yeah.
Like, he's being more strict on it. He's just trying to prepare you guys, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, honestly, that's my only difficult class. It's the one that I'm most worried about.
Is that the only AP class that you're taking this year?
No, I'm also taking AP English, literature,
AP okay,
and AP microeconomics. And then next semester, I'm going to take AP government.
Oh, AP government. Ooh.
Wow.
That's hard.
Like a very schedule.
Yeah, for me, my senior, I took it easy. I'm taking all my classes, like how Xander was saying. I got all the classes I wanted. The only class I did not get was journalism. I wanted to get journalism with Rodriguez, but, I mean, I didn't get that because it does fill up pretty quick. But, I mean, all the classes I have now are pretty chill. My whole day is pretty just laid back. Nothing as hard, like, compared to, like, sophomore year or junior year where constantly you walk into class, you're taking notes, you're like, oh, my God, you're kind of stressing about the day. But, I mean, for this senior year, I'm kind of like how Zanya was saying, just like always, how everyone says they're kind of scared of just losing everyone. But I feel like it's just good to live up to the moment, kind of like do things, take risk in life while you're in high school. Because everyone says, like, after they graduate, they'll be like, oh, I regret not doing this. I regret not doing sports. I regret not, like, doing this with my friends, like, when I had the chance. But, I mean, I feel like everyone this year, like, this kind of like a message to everyone, like, If you're barely coming into high school, I feel like do stuff, get into clubs, it kind of like sounds kind of corny to say, but like do everything that you could, try to do everything that you possibly could, play sports, get into clubs, make new friends, take new risks, kind of just kind of enjoy high school because like for us, I mean, I feel like for all of you guys, you could all say it went by pretty quick. Yeah, like enough. Andre, like for you, did it go by quick?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, like, I still remember my first day I had a senior come into my English class, and they were like, these 4 years go by quick. And at the time, you're like, wow, this person's so corny.
Yeah, I feel like everyone, dude, even I thought that was like, when people be like, oh, when you get into high school, it goes by like super quick. It goes like, it's like a snap of the finger, boom, you're already done. Like, at first, I remember, I thought it was just so corny to say that. I'm like, bro, no way. Like, in middle school, like, I feel like everyone was like, oh, I'm trying to get out of school. But now, low-key, that we're on our final year, I feel like, man, I regret saying all that. Like, if I honestly could, I wish I can go back to middle school or, like, the start of freshman year or something. Because I would do so many other things that I, like, if I had different opportunities, I would.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, I feel like I've enjoyed my year. And since I'm on my final one, I'm just going to live it up, kind of.
Yeah, I really feel that, Andres. I'm just gonna try and enjoy this year as much as I can. I'm gonna fit in as much sports or like other things, activities that I really want to do or enjoy. But yeah, what about you, Andre?
Yeah, I'm gonna be going to everything, man. I'm gonna be at every sports event. I'm gonna go to every dance. I'm just gonna live up this year like to the fullest because after this, we're adults and like most of our friends, everyone that we've met, probably not gonna see them again for a long time.
Everyone's going to move away, go to college, do, like, if people go to military, Air Force, all that stuff like that. But, I mean, I feel like this is a good wrap here for the first episode for the Big Dogs Podcast. I'm your host, Andres.
My name's Xander Enriquez.
And I'm Andre Cabrera.
And we'll see you here next week.
Hey, Imperial Valley High School students, do you have a segment or full episode you'd like to have on Valley Vibes? Email us at imperialvalleyvibes@gmail.com. That's imperialvalleyvibes@gmail.com. We can set up a time to record with you either virtually or in person. So reach out to us with your ideas and let's get you on this show.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. Hope you are having a fine Sunday morning. This year, I'm going to be a main podcast host on the Valley Vibe podcast that plays here every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm going to be primarily focusing on the area of STEM for here at Central Union High School and other places around the Valley. One of my main passions is robotics, so I will be trying to get you a semi-regular robotics episode alongside my two co-hosts.
Hi, my name is Julian. I also go by Gilbert, and I'm going to be a co-host here with Luke as well as Soleil.
Hi, I'm Soleil. I'm Punky Brewster, but people know me by a few other names, and we're going to be here today. And in future robotics episodes.
So that's us. I'd like to give you guys a little bit more insight about me. I work in design. I'm the head of design for robotics. I also do manufacturing. I work a lot with some of our more heavy machinery, such as our mills. You will probably also see me here with Luke on some tennis episodes, but I will be here for a lot of the robotic stuff.
Back to me, Punky Brewster. I have been in robotics since my freshman year, and I really enjoyed it, so I'm pretty happy to be on here and talking about it with our fellow members. I've been the vice president as well. This is my third year as a vice president, and also pretty fun. I like to do wiring, manufacturing, and also the design. I just really like being tedious and using those problem-solving skills at school, right? And in a place where it's not necessarily obligated. I'm not getting a grade for it, but it's something that I really enjoy. So I'm really happy to be on here, and I hope to see you guys in future episodes.
That's going to be my main group here on our robotics episodes. Alongside that, like Julian said, I will probably be doing a couple of tennis episodes with both the girls' tennis team and the boys' tennis team. Me and Julian are both members of the boys' tennis team, so be sure to stay tuned to the Blue Zone podcast for that. Back to Valley Vibes, we have an upcoming episode coming out in the next couple of weeks about robotics. It's going to be our first robotics episode, so be sure to tune in then. We're going to have some later on about some of our new members and how this year's going. The podcast that is coming out soon is about our last year and how that went, so you get a little bit of a dip of the last 2 years of what we can do. A little bit more about me, one of your hosts this year. Currently, I am a senior at Central Union High School. I also am a yearly participant in the fair for both photography and rabbits. I show a rabbit in the fair. This is going to be my fourth year in robotics. This year, I'm currently the president of robotics, and I will be giving you episodes with my co-hosts. Alongside that, I'm also going to be working pretty closely with Dr. Tacky on hopefully some more unique podcast episodes to bring you lovely folks at home. And yeah, anything else you guys want to add?
Sure, I'll add a little bit more about myself. So I'm also a senior here at Central. I've also lived here in a Central for most of my life. I am a big person on academics. I am going to be getting an automotive certificate, hopefully by the end of the semester. I've been working on it for a couple months now, almost 2 years now. It's a certificate for just basic automotive stuff, but I really enjoy learning, so I'm really excited towards that. I'm also excited towards my college career and just pursuing higher education as a whole.
I mean, same here. We're all robotics kids. We're pretty nerdy. So I've been enjoying my time here at Central. I've taken, or I'm currently finishing off taking all of the science APs here at Central. I really enjoy it. That's kind of the field that I want to pursue. And I'm hoping to pursue my higher education in environmental engineering after school. I love problem solving, and I'd really like to apply that to our planetary health. So yeah.
And that's just a little insight about us. We're just three nerds here at Central that are going to give you some insight to the nerdy world of the academics and robotics side of Central. Thank you very much for listening. Be sure to check out our upcoming episode of Robotics, just filling you in on last year. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Have a great Sunday.
Welcome to Valley Vibes.
My name is Grace Estelle Navarro.
My name is Isaac Baiza.
My name is Juan Carreon.
And today we're going to be talking about senior year and what the expectations are. With senior year expectations, we have different mindsets and different goals for the senior year. And going into our third week of school, I think we really have been changing our expectations a little bit because, yeah, things are already changing.
Yeah, honestly, like for me, senior year, it's got to be my show out year. All my other years were just not it for me, but I need to end off strong.
Yeah. Basically the same thing. Show out, try to do everything as possible. Pretty much just academic wise. Just do all my work, honestly. I'm pursuing my PhD in physical therapy, trying to get as far as possible, you know, to retire my parents and everything. But so far everything has been good.
What are you guys thinking? Like, I mean, I know for me, I'm supposed to sign soon for the military.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I know Isaac is planning on signing too. I mean,
signing.
Oh my God, if I was a freshman year me would have never considered the military for nothing. But now going into third week of senior year, I'm like, yeah, I sign in like 2 months. Yes. Like, I think that's so crazy. Like, no.
I think that's the thing. Everyone's perspective changed from freshman to like senior year as of right now.
100%.
Like, I didn't even know what I was doing my freshman year. I was either going into construction, engineering, and then I changed to electricity, and then I'm here at trying to be a physical therapist. Like,
no, real. Like, I was trying to be a doctor.
Yeah.
I was in the medical program. I did it all 3 years of high school. This is my first year not doing it. And I think that was just something crazy to me because I did both. I did Law Academy and the medical program here. And now to me, it's just like, holy, I'm signing. Yeah. Like, that's my goal. That's things change. Yeah. Things really change.
Big time.
It's like, that's crazy, bro. Because it all went so fast, too. Like,
for real.
One second, like, oh, I'm a freshman, you know, I still got time, 4 years. And then, boom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a senior.
I'm already
especially
about to graduate.
Especially with sports and clubs sports, and activities. Yeah. No, like, that's crazy.
Makes it go way faster, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Law Academy, for me, it just makes everything go by quick. Like, all the events we do, all the community service events that we do, it just goes by fast. And with our little community and everything, seeing everybody every day, you know, laughing, smiling, all that stuff, it just makes time go by fast when you're having fun.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to KPBS, Heat, Heart, and Hustle. There you go, right there. A small community, small valley, we're all here.
Yeah, for real.
Everyone's trying to get out. So one way or another.
Man, all right, Juan, so talking about trying to get out, let's talk about how you transferred and came back.
So we're not going to get much into that, but transferring-wise, some stuff happened, and I wanted to leave. So I went to Imperial. And I got welcomed in with open arms. I honestly did. I was welcomed in by Coach Shaw and Malik, and both of them were honestly a really big part of me feeling welcomed. And I couldn't have asked for a better coach at that time, honestly. It was a fun time. The guys that I got to know there and the guys that I already knew that were in the football team, honestly, were a big part of why I stayed there and I didn't feel like the odd one out. And then school-wise, academics, teachers were cool too. They expect a lot out of you, honestly.
Yes.
All of them expected like college, not college level, but high education-wise. They're like on top of you about everything. And my favorite class though for Imperial was definitely patient care with Ms. Guerrero. Shout out to Ms. Guerrero. She was just a vibe, honestly. She was like the light in the classroom. Like, she just brought and like uplifted everyone. It was super cool and like being able to learn from her. And also her knowing Miss Cynthia Del Valle and Miss Devin Quintero. It was really cool, honestly.
And then coming back senior year?
Coming back.
You came back junior year, mid-junior year.
Yeah, I came back mid-junior year. I said, I need to go back, honestly. I don't know. It was just a decision that I had to make since I got injured. No more football, so I had to come back. I didn't feel like I was going to stay there longer.
It wasn't home without the football team. So, like, Imperial to U was just like, hey, like, I'm going to Imperial to play. I want to play with these guys, yeah. these coaches, this community over here.
Yeah.
But your family, your friends, and your heart is here at Central.
Yeah, everyone that I grew up with is here at Central. Yeah. Whether it's Central or Southwest. But
shout out to Imperial High School. Let us know if you want to let us know if you want to be on this Valley Vibes podcast.
Yeah, I have some people that could tell their story about the come up on football. So
no, yeah, 100%.
Let me know. We'll get you in here for sure. But, yeah, family-wise, everyone's here at Central. Everyone.
Yeah, no, Central is a really big family to me. Like, I come to school, and it just brightens my day, honestly. Like, Law Academy, I can't stop talking about Law Academy, honestly.
All right, I want to go back to freshman orientation.
Oh, damn. I still got pictures and everything from that.
Okay, so my freshman orientation, holy, I was so scared. I was scared, but I wasn't scared at the same time because I knew people here at Central who were already upperclassmen because I tried out when I was in eighth grade for the varsity cheer team, and I made it. So I was already, like, I already had, like, people here who I could talk to or, like, hey, ask for help. But when it was freshman orientation, it was just freshmen. Yeah, it was straight up freshmen.
It was just freshmen.
Yeah, especially me because I came from not growing up with these kids now. Because I was in Calexico, yeah. I wasn't here all of elementary or anything, actually. Mm-hmm. I was just here for junior high, and then it was high school. Yeah. So it was kind of scary for me because I didn't really know a lot of people. But then I met my best friends at freshman orientation to this day. Literally, Juan, I met him at freshman orientation, and we're here. Year four.
For me, it wasn't really that scary because we had summer football freshman year, so I got to know a lot of the guys from football and then from weightlifting, but it was still scary because from the middle school I went to, it was Kennedy. A lot of them were supposed to go to Southwest, so all of my friends that were going to Southwest, I didn't have them next to me. Like I grew up with them elementary, and I was like, who am I gonna hang out with? Like, what? Like, what's the new, like, life gonna be? But then, football came around, met new people, I got comfortable. Orientation, I met even more people. Like, it was honestly crazy because I didn't know, like, it was gonna be that easy to, like,
that easy to progress in a friendship way.
I'm thinking of, like, Spanish words. Yeah. But it was easy to, like, be with them. It was easy to talk to them. It was cool.
Everyone's super outgoing. Everyone's super, like, calm.
Oh,
like,
shout out Ms. Vasquez for our advisory.
Shout out to Ms. Vasquez. Best advisory.
Best advisory teacher out there. Shout out Ms. Vasquez.
Yes. She's still for here. Sure. She left for a couple of years, I think. Like, 2 years she left after my freshman year. Yeah, she's back.
Where? What?
I just saw her. Ms. Vasquez, when you hear this, we're going to go see you after this class.
I did not know. I thought, because she...
She was at Desert Oasis. Yeah, she was here. Yeah. So she was here our freshman year teaching biology. Mm-hmm. And then she moved to Desert Oasis. Shout out to Desert Oasis. She moved to Desert Oasis, and she was there, I think, our sophomore, junior year, and then she came back our senior year. Mm-hmm. It's like it was meant to be for real.
I know. It was like, because she was such a cool teacher. She was super chill. She, like, not like to, like, rat out on you, but she would let us do anything, honestly. She was a really cool teacher. But when she left, I had asked her, like, where have you been? And she's like, she explained to me in football terms, I'm basically a free agent. I could get picked up by any school right now. So Desert Oasis picked me up, and now I'm there. And I'm like, oh. Okay,
yeah, she was super such an understanding teacher. I loved her.
Yeah, she was.
I never had her as a, like, me science either. Teacher, but I had her for advisory. Holy, she was a sweet soul.
Yeah.
Shout out to her for real. Okay. We're going to get into sports. From how we changed from freshman year to senior year.
In what way, though, like, change?
I mean, I don't know.
Everywhere.
And every aspect, physical, I guess. Yeah. Our personalities, teammates, seniors. Oh. When I was a freshman, there was only three freshmen on varsity.
Yeah, you're on varsity, like, straight up.
Yeah, there was only three freshmen on varsity. Brianna Nava, and Brianna Guzman, and me. We were the underclassmen. Alyssa German, she was also... considered, I guess, an underclassman because she was a sophomore yeah. when we were freshmen. So, yeah, shout out to them. But the team was mainly seniors. I remember we had mainly seniors and juniors, and it was kind of scary because it was intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
It was super intimidating, I would say. As a freshman, you're like, whoa. Oh my god, this team is like all vets.
Yeah.
It's all upperclassmen. Yeah. It was scary. Then going into my sophomore year, it was kind of like a new team, like a brand new team. Also, a lot of seniors. It wasn't as intimidating, to be honest, because you kind of got your feet wet freshman year. You kind of got used to it a little bit. You got exposed to the varsity life fast.
Yeah, early on.
Then junior year, one of my best years, I would say, so far, yeah. Yeah. My junior year cheer team, the GOAT. I miss a lot of my seniors. My stunt group was nothing but seniors. I was the only junior. My flyer, my back spot, my other base, all seniors graduated.
Blessed.
Yeah.
Basically, dude.
Senior year, we're kind of a baby class now. There's a lot of underclassmen. There's a lot of underclassmen. There's only what I want to say. Half the team are seniors, yeah, but
it's like
it's not as
how it used to be.
How it used to be. It's a lot different, especially for comp. It's a lot different for comp.
I forgot about comp.
Yeah.
My freshman year comp. Let me get into it. My freshman year comp. We're doing preps. Coach Gabby, if you hear this, I know you could vouch for me when I say that team was built from ground up.
From scratch.
From paper and pencil. Like, it was insane. Like, I was watching videos from my freshman year. Tell me why I'm basing with my freaking arms arched. Like, what? Or bent? I'm like, no. Coach Gabby would...
Kill
me if I did that now. And then to junior year, being state champs, back to back, NCAAF,
okay,
and second at Natty's. I mean, and going to Florida. Senior year is about to be different. So sports from freshman year to now is absolutely insane. Completely different. I mean, the come up of Central. Yeah, no, it's insane, especially. I didn't realize how quick 4 years can go, but I would advise those who are freshmen right now, underclassmen right now, or incoming freshmen next year.
Freshmen and sophomores.
Do everything. I regret not being involved in more clubs.
I regret not doing like any more sports or clubs either. Like, it just went by so fast. You were like, oh, I'll do it next year. No, there is no next year. Do it now.
Like, do it now so you can, by next year, you could be a leader. Yeah. By next year, you could have experience. Why are you going to wait until next year when you're older? Because then you're going to be like, oh, I have another year. Yeah. No, you don't.
Just go in there. Be a captain. Be a leader.
Yes.
You're not going to lose everything. Like, you're not going to lose anything.
You're not going to lose nothing from just trying it out.
You gain experience, if anything. It's better.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially track. Okay, because I also did track my freshman year. I had never done track in my life. I was like, yeah, I'll do track. Like, I'm trying things out. Ended up loving it. Ended up being a freshman on varsity on track, too. So it's like, you never know. Just try things. I did it my sophomore year. I didn't do it my junior year. I kind of got caught up in a lot of cheer stuff and a lot of school stuff and trying to figure out my life for now, senior year. Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, I'm supposed to sign soon, so I've been thinking about that since junior year, but things really do change. Like, things do change, but definitely doing it this year. I started a cosmetology club. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get involved. I got involved last year, my junior year, for cosmetology club. Shout out to ARC. Go check. Trailer 7.
Trailer 7. Come on.
After school at 3. 3 to 6.
3 to 6, okay.
So, yeah. I mean, things do change. Just try to get involved. Senior year, especially senior year, now we have this trend stuff going on, like senior backpacks or senior activities. Do it. It's so fun. Don't care.
Miss out. Yeah, don't care.
I realized that so much to not care because my freshman year, like I'm going back to my freshman year, when I was walking on the football field, like getting ready, setting up my backpack and stuff, my pumps. No, I was quiet. I didn't talk. My first game back, I was hyped. I was yelling at the fans. Because who cares?
Yeah.
Like, if someone's going to make fun of you, they're going to make fun of you regardless. Like, who cares? Don't have that mindset of like, no, I'm scared. Go out there. Yeah. Don't be scared. Yeah, go out with those people. Even if you don't want to go, go. Wow. Why? Because if you didn't want to go and you went anyways, you never know who you can meet. Yeah. You never know what experience you can have. And if you had a bad time, okay, you have a story to talk about now. Like,
it's a funny story. You have funny stories. Come on.
Yeah, like, go out. That's my advice. Like, from fresh.
Responsibly, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Mandatory.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
But, go out with people you know. Go out with people that you think are safe with you. Don't just go out. Oh, random person. Yeah, let's go out. No.
I mean, like, take precautions in what you're doing. But have fun. My advice.
Yeah. Because senior year is going to be a breeze and it's going to go fast.
No, it goes real quick. Like, from my freshman year, honestly, I came into high school like, oh, I'm new here. I'm all shy, this and this. Mm-hmm. But I started to progress a little bit with football. Football for me, my freshman year, I joined a little late, honestly. I didn't do the hell week because I had issues. So I talked to the coaches later on, and I ended up winning my spot on for freshman. From there, just progressed little by little. And also for sports, I did baseball for the freshman team. And from there, it was really cool. I enjoy baseball family a lot. It's just a really good environment. Coaches are amazing. Shout out Coach Reyes. Mm-hmm. Even at low times, he'd be there. He'd be there for me. Like, he's a really amazing guy overall. What else did I do? Sophomore year, after that little freshman feeling, you know, it was like, okay, you know, I'm kind of used to school now. Yeah. It's more like, not that, I'm high and mighty and stuff like that. Nah, like, you know, there's cool people. There's cool people. There's cool families to meet and everything.
From a teen's perspective, that was Valley Vibes of this first episode of the season. So senior year, we're barely 3 weeks in, and this is what we have for you. Valley Vibes is about culture, arts, and everything that happens in a teen's life. We're here, brought to you by Spartan Sound Productions. Valley Vibes aims right here on Power 98 at 9 a.m. each Sunday morning.
Hey, Imperial Valley High School students, do you have a segment or full episode you'd like to have on Valley Vibes? Email us at imperialvalleyvibes@gmail.com. That's imperialvalleyvibes@gmail.com. We can set up a time to record with you either virtually or in person. So reach out to us with your ideas and let's get you on this show.
All right. So we're here with Raw Combo. My name is Athena. I'm the social media manager. I'm a photographer and I like take videos of them and stuff. So this is
Edison. I play guitar for Rock Combo.
I'm Axel. I play drums for Rock Combo.
Awesome. Okay, thank you guys for being here. Tomorrow we're actually going to be recording our second Tiny Desk of this year, which is All Around Me by Flyleaf. And who's on vocals again?
We have Yurisa Villa on vocals. I think she's a really good fit. That's going to be a really exciting song to record.
Yeah, I actually think she's like a really good singer. She can really hit those high notes. It's very impressive. I could never.
Yeah, definitely. We have another song, Covet by Basement. And that's another song that I think requires like a singer with a lot of range.
Oh, yeah. That song's like one of my favorites. And I'm so happy we finally got to do it for Raw Combo. And it should be releasing on YouTube probably on Friday.
Nice.
Okay, so what most like genres do you guys play in like Rock Combo?
You know, for Rock Combo, it used to be like more soft. And this year we're trying to bring more energy to it. So we can do songs like Covet by Basement and Pierce the Veil.
Oh, I love Pierce the Veil, yeah.
And also like Title Fight. Pretty good band.
I remember like in the past years, last year you guys did Creep by Radiohead, and that was a really good song. Like, I was really happy to like hear that. And I had no idea until I think like yesterday or something like that, I was looking through the Rock Combo's Instagram, and I saw that Rock Combo actually started off to be like a club after school. So like, it wasn't an actual class. So I just think it's, like, really cool that, like, now it's, like, a class that, like, anybody can, like, sign up for.
Yeah.
But they should make it A through G. It is not A through G.
I know.
That actually sucks. It should count for at least an art or something.
I know.
Because we put in like so much work. You guys are like practicing outside of school. Like you have homework for that class, you know? It should be counted for something at least. And then, yeah, so how long would you say like takes for you to like learn a song?
I would say like a day or two, yeah. It depends on the song too.
I would say for most of the things that I've been learning, it hasn't taken too much effort. There are some songs where I do have to push like kind of what I already know. So anywhere between a few hours to maybe even 3 or 4 days. It really just depends.
Okay. And how was it playing the song Covet? Like what was your like experience like learning that and stuff like that?
I would say it was pretty fun because actually me and Edison saw them live. And for us to play that song ourselves, it's pretty cool, yeah.
That's really cool. So do you guys like listen to that kind of like music that you play in Rock Combo like outside of the class?
Yeah, all of the songs that we recommend, it's stuff that we're really interested in. Some of the songs we even already know because that's how much we like them and enjoy them.
That's really fire. So what are like some bands that you've played for Rock Combo that you also like really like?
Some bands that I think I really enjoy are Title Fight. I like Basement. We like to play Pierce the Veil as well, Sleeping with Sirens.
Oh yeah, that was a really good one.
I would say it's some of my I don't listen to them outside of school, but Mana, it's a pretty fun like band to cover since actually the drummer's pretty good and their songs have like a lot of groove. So it's fun to play live.
Yeah, that was also like a really good song. Like I feel like I saw a lot of people during one of the lunch shows like singing along and stuff, you know. Oye Mi Amor is like one of their best songs. All right, so last year you guys were performing at the Children's Festival there in Buckland Park. How was that? Did you guys have fun? It looked so cool. I was there taking photos of you guys. It looked really fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Honestly, this may be my fault, but I didn't know that there was even like a children's fair and that it was that like big and like significant. Like they had like a really big stage there for us and they had a whole like sound team. It was really cool. It was a little windy, so that was getting a bit annoying. But other than that, it was a really good show and I had a lot of fun. And there's a lot of different, like, mascots, and we got to meet Bluey, so that was cool.
So I know you guys, like, perform for Rock Combo and stuff, but what are, like, some other things? Like, do you perform, like, at your house, like, just by yourself, you know, or, like, do you have a band?
So me and Axel actually have two separate bands outside of here. We do local shows, and sometimes we even go out of town, and that's really fun.
Yeah, me and Edison have a couple bands outside of school. So we used to have another band called 79. And we have music out and everything. You guys can check that out. But our current band right now is Grease. And I also have another band called Pity. And we also do local shows and out-of-town shows.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. I know that there's like a few other members in Rock Combo that also have like their own bands or at least like trying to start one. And I think that's like really cool that like the stuff that you learn in that class, like you can use it for like outside stuff, you know? Like I think even Mr. Rubio has like his own little band too.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about Rock Combo is that you make a lot of connections in there. Actually, the way I met Axel was through Rock Combo, so a lot of people are coming up out of that class and doing their own thing, and I think that's really cool.
So how do you guys feel like when you're on a stage, like whether it's like a lunch show or like an actual like show, like what's going through your head like right there?
During lunch shows, I don't really think the nerves are getting to me much. I'm honestly more focused on just having fun. There's always a few mess ups, but you obviously want to try and avoid that. The times I do get nervous is when we've played at the fair and like you mentioned earlier, the children's fair. And those are times when there is actually a lot of people watching. So maybe you tense up a little, but in the end, you just have to think like, you know what? Like you're just having fun.
That's true. I mean, that's basically what, like, music is all about, right? Just having fun and, like, doing stuff that you love. How do you feel about, like, that, Axel, when you're in the lunch show and stuff like that?
I feel like at this point we've done so much, I don't really get nervous, but like Edison said, there's mess-ups sometimes and technical issues sometimes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I really think that Rockavo can actually help people, like, bring them out of their shell. Like, there's, like, obviously playing in your room, like, isn't a bad thing because you get that practice, but it's really different when you're, like, up there on a stage, you know? And even, like, people that, like, let's say they don't play instruments, but they can sing, you know? A lot of them, you know, they're used to, like, singing for, like, karaoke for their family or, like, in the shower, and it's a big difference when you're, like, up there on the stage.
Yeah, definitely, and it helps you realize your potential. Like, throughout the year, you're going to be improving as well, so it's cool to see how everyone sort of, like, develops and improves throughout the year.
That's true, and then Rubio also, like, gives you guys, like, little tips and tricks every, like, once in a while, huh? Yeah, actually, now there used to... How many drummers were there last year?
Like, 4, 5, I think.
6, 7. Yeah, so now we're down to, like, 2 drummers. It's Axel and Ruby. So what's the responsibilities like now?
I feel like me and Ruby have to learn a lot of songs since we're the only 2 drummers left. And we're like the tempo for the songs, so...
Yeah, I mean, without you guys, everybody would be like going crazy. Okay, so we'll be releasing our new Tiny Desk for this year soon. Make sure to check us out on YouTube, CUH's Rockambo, as well as Instagram, also CUH's Rockambo, and our TikTok.
Which is also CUH's Rock Combo. So it's not that difficult to look it up. So yeah, go check us out.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening so much. Anyway, this is Athena.
This is Edison.
This is Axel.
Thank you guys for having us.
Rock Combo out.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Valley Vibes. You can find all our past episodes on Spartan Sound Productions YouTube channel. And starting for season 3, we are now also on Spotify.
This program was produced and brought to you by Spartan Sound Productions. Special thanks to our Central Union High School guests, Luke, Soleil, Julian, Grace, Juan, Isaac, Andres, Sander, Andre, Edison, Axel, and Athena. Thanks also to Dr. Thomas Tacky, creator and executive producer of Spartan Sound Productions. The administration of Central Union High School, Mr. Javier Fimbres, and Power 98 for hosting us. And to you, the listeners.